Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News, episode 336. And we're going to start off with this update from the Haunted Attraction Association. Join the Haunted Attraction Association for a full day of CHAOS training, that stands for Certified Haunted Attraction Operator Safety, on June 27th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Fall River, Massachusetts. Led by Jim Werner of Penhurst Asylum and Reaper's Revenge, this course is designed for haunt owners, operators, managers, builders, home haunters, and anyone looking to expand their safety knowledge in the haunted attraction industry. Earn 6 hours towards your 8 hours CHAOS certification. It includes a 4-hour fire safety class and 2 additional hours of safety training, with the remaining 2 certification hours being completed online. Lunch is included. So whether you're a seasoned operator or just getting started, this is an incredible opportunity to strengthen your haunt safety standards and learn from one of the industry's best. Find a link to register at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Haunted Attraction Association. We have this hiring news from Kersey Valley Spooky Woods in Archdale, North Carolina. Kersey Valley Spooky Woods is now casting for the 2026 season, and we're looking for high-energy performers ready to become part of the most intense haunted attraction in the Carolinas. This is not your average seasonal job. We're looking for actors, athletes, dancers, horror fans, makeup artists, ticket staff, security, parking crew, and more. If you love adrenaline, performing, teamwork, and creating unforgettable experiences, this is your chance to join the cast that brings Spooky Woods to life every fall. Think you can scare? Apply now and secure your spot for the season. You can apply at kerseyvalley.scython.io. Staying in North Carolina, we have this update to the Mad Monster Party coming to Concord, North Carolina. There can only be one at Mad Monster Expo 2026. Christopher Lambert, Connor McLeod himself, celebrates the 40th anniversary of Highlander in Concord, August 21st through the 23rd. Don't miss this rare chance to meet the star of Mortal Kombat, Greystoke, The Legend of Tarzan, Fortress, and many more. Tickets and photo ops are on sale now. Get more information at madmonster.com/expo-2026. We have this announcement from Sir Henry's Haunted Trail in Plant City, Florida. For our 13th season, all of our trails will be themed around the number 13. Our first trail announcement is Troop 13. A mysterious traveling circus, Troop 13 rolls into the city one fall evening. Larger than life, acts bring the city to life with fortune tellers, animals, freaks, and clowns. But the circus begins to cast a somber shadow over the town. Rumors about the troop kidnapping citizens and torturing them in heinous sideshows after dark spread throughout the town. Are these rumors true? What is the real reason for the arrival of Troop 13? Find out more at Sir Henry's Haunted Trail. We have a little news from Wells Township Haunted House in Brilliant, Ohio. Wells Township presents Midsummer Metal Fest with a Lights Out tour on July 11th. Come see The Haunt in total darkness with one glow stick per group. There's no tour guide, and a signed waiver is required. And you're on your own. Metal Fest 2026 features 11 bands starting at 4 p.m. with the haunted attraction beginning at 7. Note, this event is BYOB, but food trucks will be present. We'll scare you soon. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Wells Township Haunted House fan page. We have this news from the 13th Hour Haunted Attraction in Indianapolis. The dead have been making room. As part of the largest graveyard expansion in 13th Hour history, you can now be part of the haunted grounds themselves. Reserve your personalized memorial installation placed directly inside the cemetery. The memorial wall plaque, cemetery gravestone, private mausoleum, some are seasonal, some are permanent. Claim your place among the dead. Interested? Visit 13thhourindy.com/legacy for more information. That's the word 13th, 13thhourindy.com/legacy. We have an update from the Evansville HorrorCon in Evansville, Indiana. The worst-kept secret in history is finally official. Evansville HorrorCon is expanding again next year. We will officially be taking over both sides of the old National Events Plaza, giving everyone a little more breathing room, more space to explore, and opening the door for even bigger things. More room, more horror, more weirdness, and more fun. We aren't slowing down anytime soon, and thank you for helping us build this monster. Let's see how big it can get. Evansville HorrorCon takes place February 27th through the 28th next year. Keep up with updates at evansvillehorror.com. We have this from the Terror on Route 66 haunted attraction in Sullivan, Missouri. Announcing Pyro's Firework Network, June 26th and 27th from 7:30 until 11 p.m. Get ready for Sullivan's biggest 4th of July celebration, a night of fireworks, thrills, and explosive fun at Pyro's Firework Nightmare. Admission includes full access to our haunted house, music, craft vendors, and delicious food vendors. Be sure to stick around on Saturday the 27th at 9 p.m. for a jaw-dropping fireworks display that will light up the night sky, sponsored by Galactic Outpost Fireworks. Don't miss the ultimate summer scare fest. Grab your tickets now and prepare for a fiery night you won't forget. Get more information at facebook.com/TerrorOnRoute66. We have an update from Motor City Nightmares in Novi, Michigan. Motor City Nightmares presents Camp Hollow Hills, a horror fandom retreat unlike anything we've ever done before, happening at the Groves of Michigan Labor Day weekend, September 4th through the 6th. For years, Motor City Nightmares has brought horror fans together in hotels. This year, we're taking the experience outdoors and creating a weekend packed with horror, camping, movies, vendors, celebrity guests, contests, music, campfires, and unforgettable memories. Camping is optional, and all horror fans are welcome. Whether you want to stay all weekend, camp with friends, bring your RV, or just drive in for the day, Camp Hollow Hills is built for horror fans of all kinds. Be ready to claim your campsite, gather your friends, pack your gear, and join us for the first ever Camp Hollow Hills. Get more information at CampHollowHills.com. We have an update from Frankenfest in Port Huron, Michigan. Frankenfest features mad, magical, and mystical artwork from the area's most intriguing vendors, stitched together with a showcase of literary guests, haunt aficionados, and paranormal experts. Experience the electrifying attractions, monstrous exhibits, and inspiring artwork as Frankenfest returns to Michigan's oldest lighthouse, Fort Gratiot. I hope I pronounced that right. This is a free outdoor event. All ages are welcome, but note that some artwork may not be suitable for the youngest eyes. You'll find intriguing artists and vendors, electrifying attractions, monstrous exhibits, lighthouse tower climbs, keepers, dwelling and signal station viewing, food trucks, Frankenstein's monster exhibit, aerial performances every hour, paranormal experts, and so much more. Happening on Saturday, June 27th, beginning at 11 a.m. Get more information at facebook.com/frankenfestmi. We have an update from Crypticon coming to Kansas City. We have a Crypticon guest update. Please welcome the ever so iconic and legendary C. Thomas Howell from The Outsiders, The Hitcher, and so many amazing works like Criminal Minds, Obliterated, The Walking Dead, and so much more to Crypticon, Kansas City. It's Freakin' Pony Boy. Happening August 14th through the 16th, get more information at CrypticonKansasCity.com. We have this from the Hillside House of Hell in Glenwood, Iowa. Do you like haunted houses and fireworks? Our next batch of screams returns June 27th for what is by far our most explosive event of the year, Fright Night Fireworks. The event includes patriotic-themed haunted house, live music, wrestling, a car show, and a massive fireworks show, plus more, all included with admission. Visit scareiowa.com or getscared.fearticket.com for more information and tickets. We have an update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. Lock your doors and check under the bed because Wes Craven's cinematic worlds are colliding at Midsummer as we welcome veteran actor Joseph Whipp to the mix, appearing Sunday only. Joseph appeared as Sergeant Parker in A Nightmare on Elm Street, and a decade later was called up by Wes to serve again as a lawman, this time in Woodsboro as Sheriff Burke in Scream. Joseph Whipp will be joining an epic lineup of Scream franchise guests celebrating the original film's 30th anniversary, including fellow Woodsboro lawman David Arquette, along with Matthew Lillard, Skeet Ulrich, Jasmine Savoy Brown, Roger L. Jackson, the voice of Ghostface, and Lee Waddell, the original Ghostface stuntman. Passes to Midsummer Scream are on sale now at MidsummerScream.com. And finally, we have a little sad news from the Nightmare Chamber Haunted House in Medford, Oregon. Hello from Oregon. This is a sad post, but a good opportunity for any professional haunter. The Nightmare Chamber and Midway of the Macabre are for sale. These are fully equipped and long-standing haunts in Southern Oregon. It includes props, lighting, sound effects, controllers, workshop, and tools, and more. Please visit NightmareChamber.com for further information.
And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who went to the Midwest Haunters Convention in Chicago a few days ago, we hope you had a blast. We have seen some incredible footage and photos and all sorts of spooky fun. And we're glad that everyone appeared to have a great time. Now, for those of you who did not go to Chicago to check out Midwest, maybe because you live, oh, I don't know, maybe in a place like Texas, and it's a little bit too far to get up there to Chicago, you are in luck, because the weekend of July 18th and 19th, the Texas Haunters Convention rolls back into Irving, Texas at the Irving Convention Center for an entire weekend of very spooky fun. And rumor has it, a certain member of the Big Scary Show might be there, so we might need to find out who that is. Oh, we know who that is. It's Jonna the Old Crone, who will be teaching at Texas Haunters. Jonna, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Great. And I know you'll have lots of questions for our very special guest, one of the big cheeses of the Texas Haunters Convention. Brandon Marshall is with us to talk about all things THC happening again. July 18th and 19th. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
We love to talk about conventions, and this is every year seems to be getting bigger and bigger. I don't even know what year this is for you. I attended it when it was named something else and under a different ownership. I have yet to be there under the new ownership, but everything I have heard is convincing me that I need to get out there, because this is becoming a must-do event in July.
Yeah, this is going to be our eighth year.
Eighth. Nice. So give us the who, what, where, when, and why. What's going on down at the Irving Convention Center when the Texas Haunters Convention rolls into town?
Well, I mean, it's going to be in Irving, Texas at the Irving Convention Center. We have, it's going to be July 18th and 19th. But on Friday, of course, we have the haunt tours.
Let's start with the haunt tours, because that is Friday. And, you know, for many years, you guys have gone to places in and around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Dark Hour, and places like that. You are not doing that this year.
No, we are actually stretching out to East Texas. We are driving out. It's almost an hour and 45 minutes-ish. And we are going out to three big haunts out there. We're very excited. We actually visited them during the season time, and we are very impressed. So we are excited for this. We can't wait for everybody can see this.
What are the haunted attractions? I'm assuming they have been named at this point.
Yes. The big first one is Intimate of Doom Haunted House. That is out in East Texas. It actually, at Transworld, won a HAA Haunted Attraction Association Award for the first year of haunt. So we're proud of them for that. Doc Wilkes Haunted House is a little smaller one, but it's very detailed, very nice. Then, of course, Greystone Scream Park. It's a very large park. We got a couple of haunts open in that one, and they're very elaborate sets, by the way. It's a must-see.
Absolutely. And as a bonus to all you people who don't live in Texas, I understand you're going to be making a very special stop at a very, very special, shall we say, cultish almost gas station.
If we're going to East Texas or anywhere in Texas, we have to make at least one stop at Bucky's. We have to. So we're going to treat everybody to a trip to Bucky's also on top of that.
Well, fantastic. So be sure to get yourself a brisket sandwich and a bag of nuggets, because
you got to have beaver nuggets.
Oh, the white cheddar ones are the best. We do the white cheddar.
Wait a second. Hold on now.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to start feuding here on this show, even though, you know, feuds are big in Texas. We're not going to go stand in the corner of the square and draw 10 paces. But no, they're fine. They're fine. But it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun going to Eminent Doom, Doc Wilkes, and Greystone, and Bucky's. You say it's about an hour, 45 minutes out there. What time are buses leaving? What time are they scheduled to be returning?
So the bus will arrive at the convention center around 2:45. The bus will depart to Bucky's at 3 p.m. Of course, we're going to be traveling out there. We'll be arriving or coming arriving back at the venue at about 12:30 midnight.
So that is a long road trip. No doubt you'll be able to pick up a lot of snacks at one of those stops to keep everyone going.
Oh,
And it
absolutely.
it's just sounding like a lot of fun here. And that is Friday night. Is that the only event going on Friday night for those who come in early?
Well, if they're not going to, of course, going to, if they're coming in early, staying at the host hotel, which is right across the street, the Texican, which is a awesome place. That is really nice. There, we'll have, of course, we'll have Friday evening. We have a meet and greet at the convention center, which is just kind of like everybody hanging out. The bar will be open. Everybody just, enjoying it. Just kind of getting started, getting excited about the show. You can mingle and whatnot. Then, of course, the hotel, and there'll be a little breezeway out there that a lot of people hang out at. It's really nice.
Is this the one that's got the fire pits and everybody kind of hangs around there as well?
Oh, yes, it is. But I can say one thing, they're not lighting the fire pits up this year.
Oh.
100 degrees. I mean, it's not 100 degrees yet, but it gets pretty warm out there. But you light those fire pits up, it gets real warm. So,
Well, warm weather in July in Texas? Oh, perish the thought.
they
But
have a nice, they have a nice swimming pool, by the
there
way.
you go. That sounds great. And of course, for those who come in Friday, hang out, they're not on the tour, they go to bed eventually, they wake up and they're ready to walk in the convention center. When does it open and what are they going to see?
All right, so on the lobby, registration actually opens at 10 a.m. They can get their badges and all that stuff. Then on Friday, actually our registration opens at 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. so I can come get their stuff early. All right.
Nice.
Then Saturday, our registration lobby opens at 8 a.m. Then, of course, at 10 o'clock, the VIPs go in. I'm sorry, at 9 o'clock, VIPs go in early. Then 10 a.m. convention floor opens up at 10 a.m. So from there, it is. We have classes all day. We have make and takes all day. We have 198 vendors. That's going. It's just exciting.
Is that the largest number of vendors you've had to date?
Yes, we actually increased it quite a bit from last year. It was so in
Excellent.
demand. We had to open up. We had to rearrange some things to make this happen.
And speaking of classes, Jana, what will you be teaching? I understand you're not going to be teaching just one class this year.
No, I'm teaching three actually. First off, the wise man and I will be manning a booth on the floor for the Big Scary Show. So we hope everybody comes by the booth and says hi. But I'm going to be teaching three classes. The first one's Honor versus Paperwork, which is talking about all of the paperwork and everything you have to get done to open your business for, city, state, and everything else. Then I'm going to be doing one that's called Writing a Killer Business Plan, and that's going to be going over some of the basics to get that started for you. And then the third one is a handbook for your boo crew, making sure you have all of your legalities and all the ins and outs that you need for your crew to get them trained and cover all your bases on that.
So you're going to be more haunter centric
I
and
am.
haunter owners. So
Yes, or for
excellent.
those who are wanting to go pro.
Sure. Or even those who do, who may not have a very good business plan or otherwise. So this will be, I'm assuming, a business track.
Definitely. And the, haunters, we are very creative people, but not everybody's business savvy. So I'm just going to be touching on a lot of the business things to kind of let them know what they need to be prepared for.
And you just mentioned haunters are very creative and know how to build things. So I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of classes on how to build things. Brandon, are there going to be make and takes? Are there going to be classes on painting or makeup or set design? What can people take advantage of?
We will have make and takes throughout the day. We're going to have a guy build dead weight corpse skull props. He's going to be, showing you how to stress those and make those. Monsters in Motion Groundbreaker prop is a total groundbreaking prop. He's going to show you how to make that, and you can actually take that home with you, which I'm excited about. Then we have pretty much like stage demos throughout the day. We have entertainment like that. We have class, of course, classes all throughout the day. We have stunts and rigging. In the haunted industry, that's very important for safety, especially if you're doing anything high or any type of, rigging that you need. There's going to be guys teaching that. There's going to be guys. We got great slider, how to, elevate your slider characters, basic effect kits. We're going to have a lot. It's a really a lot.
So it doesn't matter if you own a haunt or if you're just an actor or a makeup artist or just a Halloween enthusiast. It sounds like there's going to be a class basically for anyone. And you don't have to be a big fancy expert on any of these, it sounds like.
Hopefully. No, and the whole thing about the show is we want to make it for the haunt enthusiast, the home haunter. We want to make it for the industry, the business itself. You know, we want them to come out. We want this for everybody. We want this for the person that doesn't do a home haunt, that just wants to do something for a character or how to come up with a character or airbrushing or if they want to get into makeup. We got a class for airbrushing. I mean, we have everything.
Do people who attend the show have to pay extra per class? Are some classes free or some classes you must have a fee for materials? How does that work out?
Well, the class, so you get, you'll have a ticket, of course you get your registration ticket. All right. There is, each class does cost a little bit of money. Some of the make and takes are a little bit more, some are a lot, a little bit less. But if you get the VIP pass, which we have a few of those left, those are $75, and that gets you into, all the classes. Okay. Not the make and takes, but all the classes. The make and takes are, each one has a fee to it, but they're well worth. I mean, it is amazing what this guy does.
Yeah, no doubt. And like you said, take it home with you.
So take it home with you.
It just sounds like a whole lot of fun. Now, I would be remiss in being naive enough thinking that there's nothing going on Saturday night after the show floor closes, right? There just has to be something going on.
There has to be, of course. that is our big costume ball, but very popular. We have a live DJ, we have full bars, we have a lot of entertainment going on at the same time. We have big game systems up there. We have, we're just excited. I mean, so yeah, we're good for that.
Now, I'm looking over on your website and you have something going on that night. It looks like from 11 to 11:30 called the Showcase Awards. Is that just the costume contest or is that something else?
During the costume ball, right before the costume ball, we will have it'll be announced all throughout the day, or, where we're going to have a costume contest for adults, and we will have costume contest for kids, of course, during the day. But in the evening, we'll have an adult costume contest, and we'll get those awards, and we have, that's what that's about.
Just sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Johnny, have any questions at this point?
No, but I tell you what, this will be my third year there, and just the growth of the size and the number of vendors and everything from the first year that I went a few years ago and then last year was amazing. So I'm really excited to see what they've got this year. We had a lot of fun last year. We really did.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
Yeah, going from the smaller venue that we had, the Mesquite Convention Center, to the bigger one, I mean, we ran out of room. Parking, everything was a nightmare on that last year. And we just looked at each other and said, we can't do this again. So we went to Irving Convention Center, and all around the convention center, there's like 30 nice restaurants in walking distance. You got Of course, our host hotel, which is the Texican, and a couple other hotels around there. And also there is, you know, a few like little clubs and stuff like that, even a music venue. But the parking, we got three tall parking garages for this thing. And they fill up too, but we're happy with that. But there's plenty of parking, and we're excited about that.
Yeah, the hotel is very nice too. So we were very excited to get back to that hotel.
Very happy to hear that. And how is the Texican as far as, is it reserved? Is the entire venue reserved, or do you just have a block, or how close are you to selling out at that?
We are getting very close to selling out. We still have a few rooms left. And once that one goes over, we'll have a backup hotel as well. So yeah, get your rooms at the Texican fast as you can, because that is the hotel to be at. And over there, one thing this year that's nice, well, it was last year too, but we didn't announce it. But this year, if you stay at that hotel, you have free parking. All right. So we're excited about that as well.
So Saturday night, everyone's at the costume ball. They're having a great time. They come back and they still socialize at the hotel and everything like that. Eventually, you're going to wake up on Sunday morning. They walk back over or stagger back over to the convention center.
Wake up.
What is happening on Sunday? Is there still classes going on? Is it just the vendors? What's happening on Sunday?
Nope. On Sunday, we have more. We got more make and takes. We have motion and motors. They have a waist twister prop, which is a full size. I mean, it's a full size prop they make in class. It's a make and take, and it is really cool. It is a big full size prop, and once you make that, you take it with you, and it's yours. But it teaches you the basics how to make things. Then we have, of course, lighting the darkness, LED lighting basics. It shows you, especially if you want to do like home haunting and stuff like that, it shows you how to make LEDs, tells you how to make everything you need to do and what to do, how to make it.
Excellent. I see there's acting classes on improv. There's
FX. We got
karaoke happening on Sunday. That sounds fun.
Yeah, karaoke, we have that going. We have, you know, kids costume contest on Sunday, you know. Of course, we have Haunters versus Paperwork. We have Hollywood FX prostate transfers, just a little bit of everything.
So it just sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. Might be a little warm down in Texas in July, but I think it's going to be even hotter inside there with all the great costumes, all the classes, the amazing vendors. And you've got so many vendors, you had to move it from Mesquite to Irving. So, you know, what a horrible problem to have. Just growing and growing and growing here.
and it's unbelievable the support of the hunt community that has come to us. And, you know, we love it, and we're excited to see what our future holds.
Absolutely. So once again, folks, July 18th and 19th. At the Irving Convention Center in Irving, Texas, the Texas Haunters Convention. If you like hanging out with a bunch of Halloween-minded folks, this definitely sounds like the place to be. And as a bonus, you get to meet Jonna and the wise man. They will sign autographs. They will, you know, take photos with you. They don't bite, at least not very hard from what I understand. And it just sounds like you're going to have a great time. Jonna, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, that's it. We're just really excited to be going back to the Texas Haunters Convention. It's not Transworld. No, it's not. But it is a great time, great vendors, great people. They put on a wonderful show, and I don't think you'll be disappointed if you go. We're looking forward to getting back down there.
Yeah, it's definitely something for the whole family and anybody and everyone who enjoys a holiday. That's what we're about. It doesn't have to be, you know, we're not a trade show. Of course, we love Transworld. We're very, you know, we're friends with everybody. We're excited, you know, for everybody to be successful, and hey, we're here for everybody.
Once again, Brandon Marshall is one of those in charge of the Texas Haunters Convention, once again happening July 18th and 19th at the Irving Convention Center, Irving, Texas. What are some of the websites and social medias where people can get more information? I'm assuming you can go ahead and pre-register. VIP tickets are still on sale. Go ahead and register for classes. The pre-show tour happening on the 17th, going out to East Texas, visiting Three Haunts and Bucky's. Where can they get all that information, find out about hotels, see all the latest announcements and updates?
Well, you just go to TexasHauntersConvention.com and go to attend, and you can register. And also, you know, to get education, you can click on that and sign up for all your classes. Of course, you can get VIP and get, you know, the classes. And you can sign up with multiple classes there. But you can purchase everything at TexasHauntersConvention.com and follow us on Facebook at Texas Haunters Convention as well, on Instagram as well. So, yeah, we're so excited about this.
As it says on their website, over 84,000 square feet of family-friendly vendors, events, demonstrations, and classes targeting Halloween and cosplay enthusiasts. If you like spooky stuff, if you're a fan of Halloween, if you just enjoy doing all those kind of things, get out to Irving, Texas, July 18th and 19th. Brandon, we want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us here on Big Scary News.
No, we appreciate it, and hope to have us on again.
And once again, Jonna, I hope you have a fantastic time there.
Definitely
get a
looking
lot of good
to.
Interviews.
Yeah.
I'm sure your classes are going to be great. We can't wait to have an entire show dedicated to this convention. So we look forward to hearing your reports.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for you to come down.
One of these days I'm going to be able to get down there. It's a rough time of year for me, but I will absolutely keep hoping that my schedule frees up. So we shall see. But once again, folks... Go ahead.
Well, the convention hall is fully air conditioning. It does not get warm in there at all, and we will keep you cool.
I definitely like the sound of that. Once again, folks, TexasHauntersConvention.com. Brandon Marshall, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Jonna, the old crone, thank you for helping us with this, and we look forward to you and Richard's report. Safe travels to you down there.
Thank you.
My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.